But why don't you just throw in anytime you feel like throwing anything in, and I'll do this thing. But just tell me again the what you all were doing and what the day in 2006 was like. And
How that happened. Kelly was 2 months pregnant, and was asleep on the couch, and the storm was coming in, and our little girl, who's two, was asleep upstairs. And we're watching the news, and it's about 10, and they'd come on to say there's a storm, and said, well, it's going to go just north of Rogers. So I go out to watch the lightning, and she's asleep, and as I'm outside, it changed. So I come running back in, and she had, something had woke her up and said, you need to go check the baby. So she was already upstairs, and as I was waiting on her to get the baby, I started seeing the debris go by the windows. I was telling her to hustle, we got to go. And as she's coming down the stairs, the windows started coming in, and we got around the corner and down to the basement, and everything else came in. We got down in the basement, and we could hear the house breaking apart above us. And you kind of sit there in the dark and the glass, and you could hear huge noise. And it lasted about 45 seconds, and you could hear the wind starting to creep up under the foundation, and it quit. And we kind of sat there in the dark, and we said, well, we're alive and breathing. I was in a pair of shorts with no shirt and no shoes. And Kelly was in her pajamas, and the little girl was in her pajamas, and I had, hey, little boy.
And you weren't around.
Nope. We call him the tornado baby.
Yeah, that's right.
On the first baby, Kelly had just, we found out we were pregnant, and she got accepted to the master's program at the U of M, at the U, the same day, within an hour of each other. So that's the master's baby, and he's the tornado baby. So I come back upstairs and open up the door that goes down to the basement, and the whole house was full of roof and glass and 2x4s, and everything was coated with insulation, and all of our belongings were just
wood stuck in the walls.
A frisbee had been driven into one of the walls. I was just stunned. So I got to get a pair of shoes. So I kind of did the...
Plus you got glass all over,
so you're barefoot. And I remembered I put a pair of shoes over behind a chair. And I kind of hot-stepped over and got the shoes on. And she's down the basement going, find a cell phone!
Yeah.
So I immediately found a cell phone. It turns out it was the girl's play cell phone. All of our belongings and... I mean, everything that was important that we would need to communicate with the outside world is gone. And we've... finally found a cell. Where did we find the cell phone?
Yeah, purse.
So we found her purse, and I took that down to her, and we start trying to call people. Are you okay?
People in the neighborhood?
Her friend, and then we called her parents. Yeah. And this is going to be an interesting kind of statement going forward. But I go out to get a flashlight out of the garage, and I walked into to go out to the garage, and the roof was gone, and I could see, you could see sky, and I opened up the door, and it opened up into nothing, and her car was sitting there with the garage door wrapped around it, kind of looked like a Hershey's Kiss. I said, honey, there's not going to be any flashlights, and so we're thrashing around just trying to get the things that were important to us, because we ended up finding some lights, so we grabbed pictures, financial records if we could find them, and we kind of caught a break on pictures, is that the bookcase that had all the pictures, and it blew over and it kind of protected the pictures, so we saved those,
and then we just grabbed clothes, whatever we could, because we didn't know when we'd be back.
So the house, you couldn't stay in it, right?
It was
blown out. Gone.
We had a 8 by 15 foot piece of roof that had blown through the front of the house and landed in the office, and basically covered all the financial records up, and lost computers and the things that you find that you really become accustomed to using.
That was pretty